Radio WTF presents The Daily WTF. Today's episode, Quantity of Service, adapted for radio by Lorne Cates from a submission by Life. The year is late 1990-something. Business is booming at Inatech Personal Computers. They had a shop in every town, an ad during every commercial break, and a toll-free number open 24/7 ready to take your order. Sure, they weren't actually called Inatech Personal Computers, but you know who I mean. I bet you can still remember their jingle. And now that I've reminded you, it'll be lodged in your skull on an endless, incessant loop for days. Yes, that Inatech Personal Computers. They dominated the PC market with extremely low prices, surprisingly low. Or as Leaf would come to realize during his tenure as head of second level support, lowest bidder low.
Inatech Personal Computer Support, Leaf speaking.
Hey, Leaf, would you be able to take a support escalation?
Oh, sure thing, Daryl. What's the problem?
The problem is the call's taking way too long. It's really affecting my average time to call completion.
I meant, what's the customer's problem? What's wrong with their computer?
No idea. None of my techs can get anything from him. I even tried, but he won't follow the troubleshooting script.
Oh, did you at least get the serial number?
He can't even figure that out.
Whew. Okay, send him through.
Great. I'll transfer the whole ticket to customer service. Thanks. That guy's really killing support's clearance rate.
Inatech Personal Computer Support, Leaf speaking. How can I help you, Mr. Barry?
I don't want to hear one more minute of that damn on-hold music. If you put me on hold again, I'm gonna come down there and put my foot through your tape deck and then up the ass of whoever picked that loop.
I'll relay your feedback on our hold music to the appropriate department. I apologize for the wait time, Mr. Barry, but I'm here for you now. Let's see if we can address your problem.
This computer's a piece of crap that doesn't even turn on.
I'm sorry to hear that you're experiencing problems. Let's look into that together. Can I first ask for the serial number, please?
Look into it. No one there actually knows how to fix computers, do they?
I'm trying to help you now, and I just need the serial number to start the process.
Why? So you could also pretend the number's not in the system and pass me off to the next schmuck like last week's bong water?
I assure you I won't do that. I just need the serial number so I can look up your computer's configuration. It's the only way I can help you troubleshoot. The serial number is on a red or green tag on the back of your computer.
I know where it is. You jerks have had me read it enough times. It's W43325TF1.
That's an odd format. My apologies. Can I have you double-check that number, please?
It's the number on the back of the computer. I'm not a moron.
I'm not saying that, Mr. Barry, but sometimes there are multiple numbers on the back of the computer. That may be for the power supply or the video card. It would be a huge favor to me if you could just check again. Do you have access to the back of the computer right now?
Yeah, fine, whatever. I'm staring at it right now. Back of the computer. Red sticker that says serial number. W43325TF-1. It isn't the power supply. It isn't the video card. It isn't a tap-dancing dust bunny. It's the computer's serial number. Red sticker on the blue faceplate.
That's strange. Our serial numbers start with IPC. Wait, did you say a blue faceplate?
Yeah, the one covering the port. Blue. Like the buttons on the front.
Blue buttons? The computer isn't just solid black or beige, there's blue on it?
Of course there's blue on it. The case color was the main selling point for me.
Ooh, the front of the computer, are there any other buttons or markings?
The power button, the reset button, the CD-ROM, and the Fruit logo.
The Fruit logo? It isn't a stylized IPC? Sir, is this even an Inatech personal computer?
No, I bought it from TechTown PC.
Sir, I can't support another brand of computer.
Why not?
This is the Inatech personal computer support line. We only support Inatech personal computers.
Well, that's just blatant false advertising. Your newspaper ad clearly says you offer 24/7 computer support.
For our own computers! Sir.
Well, then maybe you should rebrand your phone line to Initech only computer support.
That's a suggestion.
So you're refusing to fix my computer?
I can't.
I bet you expect me to buy a new computer from you, huh? That's your scam, isn't it? Bait and switch.
No, sir, not at all. But maybe if you called the store you bought the computer from...
Oh, so now you're expecting me to start all over again on hold with them because you're refusing to help me? What a waste of my time, and it's all your fault. I'm going to file a formal written complaint. Expect it, along with my phone bill for the time you've wasted. Thanks for nothing.
Have a nice day, sir. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Start, and then shut down. Restart. Uh-huh. Yes. It is a silly thing to click start to stop. Yeah, the reboot and update can take up to half hour, so I'll let you go. Please call back, and the next tech will guide you through the rest of the install. Have a great day, and thank you for calling Initech Personal Computers. And call closed.
But isn't the case still open?
Yeah, sure, but the metric is call completion, not case completion. How did the escalation go?
Yeah, about that. Did you actually get his serial number during your call?
Yeah, sure, but the number he gave was invalid. I couldn't proceed with an invalid serial number.
But you didn't recognize that the number format wasn't IPC's?
Sure, but an invalid number is as good as no number. The script's only choices are for him to call back later or escalate.
If you knew it wasn't an Initech number, did you even think to ask him if he was calling about an Initech computer?
Well, of course I knew it wasn't an IPC computer. But the script doesn't have that question to ask.
Then you ask the question anyway. Sometimes you have to go off script.
Whoa. Close my door.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to attack your script. I know it's your baby, but troubleshooting is a problem-solving skill. Having a best practice guide is good, but maybe you need to encourage your techs to think critically?
Look, this isn't about my script being a pet sacred cow. This is about the pile of gibbering hell desk morons out there being biologically incapable of coherent thought. I wouldn't trust them to walk a customer through complex troubleshooting without a script telling them exactly what to say and do. I mean, hell, I'm surprised they can walk without a cue card telling them left, right, left, right.
That's a horrible thing to say about your team.
But it's true, Leaf. I know you haven't been with IPC long, but surely you've noticed the company's main competitive advantage is lowest cost. That attitude isn't limited to just the computers we sell. What caliber of worker do you think a lowest cost salary attracts? Idiots. I'm pretty sure that redhead in the front row is legally branded. Like, if safety and standards ever inspected, we'd be charged with improper storage of a corpse. I wouldn't let them handle a computer without guidance. I'm shocked we let them have sharpened cutlery in the lunchroom.
That's just a training issue. Have a troubleshooting primer. Have new tech shadow experienced ones for a while. Run educational lunch and learns on new techniques. It's so little effort for such a big return on the quality of support.
No. A lowest price company isn't concerned about quality. It's quantity, volume, amounts. The bosses aren't looking for the best technical catch or the smartest troubleshoot. They're looking at calls per hour, which really means cost per call.
But the customers need...
Lowest cost products attract the sort of customers who buy the lowest price commodities. Idiots. Drooling, gibbering morons. They can't handle advanced troubleshooting either. They can barely handle breathing and controlling your bowels at the same time. Hell, it's a miracle if a day goes by without a drink holder tray call. If I let customers and techs have their way, they tie up the line all day long, turning computers off and back on again. That's why my script is the first, last, and only way of doing tech support. It's fine-tuned perfection at achieving support's goals.
It doesn't achieve that goal. It couldn't even diagnose a simple problem that we had just now.
And that's just it. Solving the problem isn't the goal. They can have their problem solved, or hang up, or demand a refund. I really don't care which, as long as we achieve support's one and only true goal, getting the customer off the phone as quickly as possible.
After a couple of months at Initech, Leaf got used to handling all the calls that the support script couldn't handle or wouldn't handle. Even with a sizable support team, the department could barely keep up. For each call completed, two more were waiting on hold. Since Leaf was the escalation desk and effectively autonomous from support, he adhered to achieving his own personal support goal for customers sent his way, actually solving their problems. But as Leaf would discover, having a reputation for solving problems meant that others would have an expectation for him to handle impossible problems of their own making.
Morning, Daryl. What's with all the packing?
Yeah, support's relocating to the office area downstairs. Something about it being closer to the fire exits. I think the bosses just want to save the cost of heating the upper floor come winter.
Isn't the downstairs office area like half the size?
The term we're going for here is cozier, or half those desks just won't get unpacked. By no coincidence, the month-end numbers will be in before the move is complete. But anyway... there's an escalation ticket waiting for you. Check your email.
Thanks, I'll take it. Okay, Mr. Wedgwood.
Yes, hello?
Hello, this is Leaf from Initec Personal Computers returning your call. I understand that you're having some OS issues.
Please tell me you can help me. I just bought this computer last year, and I can't afford a new one. I'm trying to run Aquarium Serenity 98 on my PC. Fishers are the only thing that keeps me relaxed, and I can't afford real ones. Not like I could keep them in my apartment anyways. You gotta help me, man.
Certainly. I see here in the case notes that you're trying to run Aquarium Serenity, but you
It's Aquarium Serenity 98, the new version with a Malawi Chicklet. The blue-orange contrast is therapeutically relaxing.
My apologies. Aquarium Serenity 98. I see in the case notes that unfortunately you have Windows 95 and that the program requires Windows 98, so...
I know I have to upgrade, but no one will sell me the upgrade that I need.
Well, that's unusual. We stock upgrades to Windows 98, and if we don't, then surely we can...
I can't afford the full Windows 98 upgrade, and no one will sell me Windows 96.5.
I'm sorry, 96.5?
Yes, obviously. I explained this all to Kevin, the next man who sold me the computer last year, and he said you could charge me for half an upgrade, just enough to get Aquarium Serenity 98 running. He understood I couldn't afford going from 95 all the way to 98, but he said UTEX could upgrade me halfway to Windows 96.5, but now no one will actually do the upgrade for me.
Are you sure that's what was recommended?
Yes. Absolutely. Half an upgrade is the only upgrade I can afford. I need my fish.
Can I put you on hold while I look into this?
Oh, okay, that's fine. Your on-hold music is so serene.
Sure. Oh, boy. Hey, Daryl, do you know where I can find Kevin in sales?
Yeah, sure. Corner cubicle. Can't miss him. And, hey, on your way back, can you grab me a coffee?
Huh? Oh, okay. Never been down here before. Swanky. Is that a fresh roast? Focus. Okay, corner cubicle.
Oh, of course our computers are top of the line. But you're a smart guy. Your kid could spill grape juice on the laptop. Things can happen. So... I'll get you that extended warranty, right? Yeah, just call support and I'll make sure you are their number one priority. Great. It's fantastic doing business with you, and congratulations again on your new Initec personal computer. Bye-bye now.
Hi, I'm Leaf, head of customer service.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Lem. Ah, I bet you're looking to take advantage of that employee discount, are we? Hey, can I get you a coffee while we look at the laptops? The new models are beautiful.
No, thanks. Wait, you guys get a coffee maker? Never mind. I'm just here to talk about a customer. He was sent to tech support looking for an OS upgrade. Mr. Wedgwood.
Yeah, charming man. Sold him his computer last year, and he was so happy with it, he just called me back looking to do an upgrade.
Exactly. Somehow he must have gotten confused about the upgrade and called back to tech support looking for a half upgrade to Windows 96.5.
Yeah, and?
And I just wanted to know what you actually told him.
Well, that is what I told him.
What? How could you tell him that?
Well, how... How couldn't I? Mr. Woodworm is a good customer of mine, and I know y'all boys in tech support would take care of him great.
But what you told him is impossible.
Look, man, it'd be a big favor. I know we can't afford the whole upgrade, so, you know, just charge him for half and tune him up to 96.5. All he wants to do is see his silly dolphins.
They're fish.
Dolphins aren't fish, they're mammals.
No! There isn't such a thing as Windows 96.5. There isn't any such thing as half an upgrade. That is not how computers work.
Son, how computers work isn't my department.
But selling them is.
Yes, and?
And you have to have some knowledge of what you're selling. You have to understand what your customers' needs are and what the best quality components are.
All I need is the weekly spreadsheet with the base costs and to memorize those silly tech buzzwords with the highest profit margins. They need a cheap computer, and whatever bits and RAMs cost the least, well, those sell the most. There's a reason I'm the number one in sales by quantity every quarter.
There's a reason we have so many support calls.
And a number one sales rep takes care of his customers. So I really hope you'll do right by my man, Walter Woods.
There's nothing to do right by. You promised him something that doesn't exist for half the price of the thing that he actually needs. What do you expect me to do? Upgrade him to Windows 98 at half price?
Well, heck, he'd be thrilled at that. Hey, I appreciate it, Lem.
Are you serious?
Well, absolutely. I'd never be able to sell him something like that at a loss.
But you expect me to?
There's a reason your department is a cost center while my department gets a coffee maker. Well, either that, or I guess you'll just have to flush Mr. Wigglewood's fish down the virtual toilet. It was a blast talking with you, Larry. Stop by again when you want to buy that new laptop, alrighty? And grab a coffee on your way out.
Over the next 6 months, Leaf watched the support department get moved into smaller and smaller offices, and then finally into a converted room under the stairs in the basement. Inatech's dramatic drop in sales was a well-known secret. Cost-cutting measures were implemented across the company, hitting every department, but missing the root cause of the problem entirely. Leaf was under pressure to avoid replacement whenever possible, and refunds altogether. He knew his decisions would be under scrutiny, but until that one day, he had no idea to what depth.
Alright, so what does Daryl want now? Regarding Ms. Edna Germain's request for replacement of... What? Denied? Oh, come on! Daryl, where... Where did he go?
He said he'd be in sales, getting a coffee.
What? Come on! Reject Mrs. Germain's RMA for a mouse?
Just a bit of due diligence. The boss has asked me to rein in this staggeringly high cost of returns. She broke her mouse, and that is an Inatech responsibility.
This is that case? She thought it was a foot pedal. Now that's funny.
She bought an extended warranty.
That doesn't cover accidental or intentional physical damage.
Then good will it. It's an off-the-shelf commodity mouse for a customer who just dropped $2,000 on a brand new computer.
Profits are already razor-thin on PCs and accessories. I'm sorry, but my hands are tied here. But, you know, tell you what. If she wants to buy a new, more rugged mouse, I'll authorize half-price shipping.
Gee, thanks. She'll love that.
Great. Another satisfied customer. And hey, speaking of which, glad you came around. Kevin has this... very important customer. He's got a new laptop and...
Top of the line.
Yeah, that's having a technical issue. Just need you to authorize the replacement.
Whatever. Just forward me the ticket and I'll take a look.
Already have the case already open here.
Really? Let me see the case notes.
See, I've already confirmed it. All you have to do...
He has an imploding keyboard?
Oh yeah, it's a very common problem with laptops these days.
Yeah, already verified by the customer's IT people. But I knew you'd need proof, so I had him send a photo. Here, check it out.
What's this? It's all blurry and black and white. Did you print it out like this?
That's the photo he mailed us. Perfectly acceptable. Now, about that RMA number.
It looks like a squid wiped its ass with it.
Hey, it looks fine to me.
No, this picture isn't proof. And imploding keyboard? That sounds like something Kevin would just make up. I'm gonna call the customer, and we'll clear this up.
Really, there's no need.
He is an excellent customer, and he just wants to be assured that we stand behind the quality of our laptops.
So now you're worried about quality?
Well,
Joseph Stratton speaking.
Hi there, this is Lee from Initech Personal Computers Support. I'm calling you about your laptop.
About time. When shall I expect my replacement?
Well, I'm just verifying the claim, but I'm going to need a better photo of the damage. Can you resend it, please?
Excuse me, but don't try to pull that on me. I went through extreme difficulty getting you this digital photo as requested. Don't make me jump through more hoops. I'm looking at my copy of the photo, and it is as pristine as when I faxed it to the office mailroom.
Wait, you faxed it to be mailed?
Of course I did. I'm not spending any more money on this laptop until it is fixed. Not even a stamp.
Why didn't you mail the photo?
I'm not sending you my only copy of the photo.
You could always print another photo if you needed a hard copy.
You can't print a photo. Photos come from cameras. I was already developing this roll of film, so I didn't mind the expense. But I was not paying for duplicates from the negative.
So this is a photo of the laptop.
Nice try, but no. Your tech department specifically asked for a digital photo, and my camera is not digital, so I photocopied the laptop, since the Xerox is digital, and took a photo of that. And that is the digital photo you have. I've now provided a digital photo exactly as requested, so don't try to pull a fast one on me.
They just authorized a request. I really need this laptop replaced today.
He's my best account.
Okay, Mr. Stratton, you have my sincere apologies for the confusion. But the moment you faxed the photo, it stopped being a digital photo and became a digital fax. I'm sorry, but I can't accept it.
What are you doing?
Yes, that makes sense. But the fact remains, I have bought this very expensive laptop, and I have no confidence in equipping my entire office with this model if I cannot be assured of its quality.
Bulk order for your office, haha. And there's the quantity shoe dropping.
Pardon?
Never mind. Look, Mr. Stratton, I could go through a whole rigmarole of teaching you how to use a digital camera and email, but I think I know what I'd see from your imploded keyboard. You've got a bunch of keys pressed inward from a single spot and cracks radiating out from that point, right?
Yes, exactly.
And this is your first laptop, right?
Yes, it's my very first one, and it's been great otherwise.
They sure are. Don't you love being able to just work anywhere with it?
Yes, it's such freedom.
Take it with you? Lounge on the couch with it?
So much freedom to work anywhere.
Put it down, get up for a nice, refreshing stretch.
One must keep up their constitution using these technologies.
Forget that it's on the couch, sit down on it.
Oh, it's so easy to overlook. I mean, no, not at all.
Yeah, I figured. You broke it, Mr. Stratton, and that isn't Initech's responsibility. Unfortunately, your extended warranty doesn't cover accidental or intentional physical damage. But if you'd like to pay for the repairs, as a gesture of goodwill, I'll authorize half-priced shipping.
Unacceptable. You owe me a new laptop. You'll be hearing from my lawyers over this.
Make sure not to sit on them.
What did you do? We can't afford to lose those sales.
If you want to RMA it, do it yourself. I'm done being your cost center.
But he'll sue us.
Let him. The quality of the suit is junk, and low-quality junk never stands up to actual scrutiny.
Initech can't afford even a single lawsuit. It'll be cheaper just to give him a new laptop.
Wow. You guys will bend over backwards for one sales account, but you couldn't afford to replace a mouse. A single, bog-standard, off-the-shelf mouse. You're both so blindingly obsessed with quantity, quantity, quantity. Well, you know what there's a finite quantity of? Customers. They're a limited and non-renewable resource, and they don't exist in a vacuum. Do you think Mrs. Germain is ever going to buy a computer from Initech again when we screw her over a mouse? No, never. Bam! One customer gone. And do you think anyone she talks to is going to want to do business with a company that was more concerned over a tiny amount of money than a customer? No, never. Bam, bam, bam! More customers gone. And the people they talk to, and the people they talk to. Each customer who gets a broken computer out of the box because you couldn't bother to learn which motherboard is better manufactured. Bam! Bam! Each person whose call is completed without actually solving their problem. Bam! 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 You all love metrics, but I can see them too. I know that our dead on arrival rate is an order of magnitude greater than the industry average. I know that our incoming support calls to technician ratio is astronomic. The only thing I don't know for sure is how close Initech's costs are to being greater than the profit margin. But judging from that phone call, I can make a pretty damn quality guess. And if there isn't even going to be an effort to pilot this ship more ethically, then I don't want to be here when it sinks. I quit.
Leaf, I know you're upset, but you can't quit.
I can. I did. And I didn't even need a script to do it.
Please, I'm asking you to stay, as a favor to me. I'm understaffed, and you're the best at support.
I know, right? Total quality. Oh well, bye.
If you stay, I can get you a raise. Name it, what do you want?
I don't want this job. I don't want your money. You know what, here's what I want. This prepaid mailer, and this.
Hey, that's my mouse!
Not anymore. Now it belongs to Ms. Edna Germain. I'll drop it off at shipping on my way out.
After Leaf left, his position was eliminated entirely. The rest of the support department was replaced with an offshore team who could stick to a script, come in under budget, and who performed with the exact quality you'd expect from a lowest-cost support solution. Initech went under shortly after and was bought up by their main competitor, who also went bankrupt in short time and for the same reasons. And as the 1990s drew to a close, so did the dynasty of low-cost, high-volume computer retailers. If you owned one of Initech's PCs back then, Leaf is truly sorry, but he had no control over QC. Although he was powerless to affect change at Initech, his time there was an eye-opening lesson. Ever since, he's dedicated his own career to ensuring that every job he does, regardless of the size, will always be of the utmost quality. For the Daily WTF, this was Quantity of Service. In order of appearance, Remy Porter was Leaf, Mark Bowens was Daryl, Lauren Cates was Mr. Barry, Mr. Wedgwood, Nervous Technician, and Mr. Stratton, and Alex Papadimoulos was Kevin. I'm your announcer, Paul Roos of VoiceByPaul.com. Theme song was Slow Burn, and on-hold music was Mining by Moonlight, both by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This has been a WTF radio presentation.
I hope they take me off hold eventually.